I've come to Herne Hill in South London, and under a bright blue sky with the wind blowing through the horse chestnut trees that surround this stadium, I am standing on the edge of the velodrome. This was the site for all of the track cycling events at the 1948 Games. And this is the one grandstand that is the same as it was 60 years ago. It's been boarded up now. The pigeons flying in and out who've made it their home don't know that this building is being condemned. It will shortly be demolished. And the concrete seating in front of me, which wasn't built for comfort with iron railings to keep the spectators in, is exactly as it would have been 60 years ago. And this grandstand, like so many around London, would have been packed full of cheering spectators for the 1948 Olympic Games.
And it's McKinley first, and Wint second, and Whitfield coming up very fast for third position. 50 yards to go.
It's Alan Ford of the United States forging ahead. Ford of the United States. And next to him is Riss of the United States, and Janney of France is going to be desperately close.
Clean stroke and handsomely leading with about 100 metres to go. There he goes, in, out, in, out. Rowing superbly, the boat running absolutely...
Today we are incessantly in and out with debate about London 2012. The money, the facilities, who's going to pay for it and so on. But in 1948, the last time the Games were held in the capital, an overspend was simply not an option. This, remember, was only 3 years after the end of the Second World War. London was pockmarked with bomb damage. Food, petrol and clothes were rationed. Unemployment was high, housing was hard to come by, and on the sporting front, the Olympic movement was struggling to relaunch itself. A Winter Olympics had been held in St Moritz earlier that year, but the last Summer Games had been under the leadership of Hitler in Berlin in 1936.